Now, hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, trade associations representing feedstock providers, advanced biofuel producers, as well as low-carbon fuel customers want the Environmental Protection Agency to propose and finalize robust 2026 renewable fuel standard volumes by November's deadline. Now, the group's letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan highlights the dramatic drop in the value of RFS compliance credits because of EPA's unreasonably low 2023 through 2025 volumes. According to the association's letter, the situation prompted several production facilities to close and now threatens investments in feedstock processing capacity, as well as the production of sustainable aviation fuel. The group say they recognize that sustainable biofuels offer some of the most substantial and immediate benefits to deliver carbon reductions, while they want to continue to make investments in producing, distributing, and using low-carbon fuels, EPA can and should send a strong signal to the market through a robust and strong RVO. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.